Chapter 63. As Michael Tallon lay on his side on the ice, he rested his head on an outstretched arm, which he could no longer feel. Although his eyelids felt heavy, he fought to keep them open. From this odd vantage point, Tallon took in the final images of his world. Now just sea and ice, in a strange sideways tilt. It seemed a fitting end to a day in which nothing had been what it seemed. An eerie calm had begun to settle over the floating raft of ice. Rachel and Corky had both fallen silent, and the pounding had stopped. The farther from the glacier they floated, the calmer the wind became. Tallon heard his own body getting quieter, too. With a tight skullcap over his ears, he could hear his own breathing amplified in his head. It was getting slower, shallower. His body was no longer able to fight off the compressing sensation that accompanied his own blood racing from his extremities, like a crew abandoning ship, flowing instinctively to his vital organs in a last-ditch effort to keep him conscious. A losing battle, he knew. Strangely, there was no pain anymore. He had passed through that stage. The sensation now was of having been inflated, numbness, floating. As the first of his reflexive operations, blinking, began to shut down, Tallon's vision blurred. The aqueous humor that circulated between his cornea and lens was freezing repeatedly. Tallon gazed back toward the blur of the Milne ice shelf, now only a faint white form in the hazy moonlight. He felt his soul admitting defeat. Teetering on the brink between presence and absence, he stared out at the ocean waves in the distance. The wind howled all around him. It was then that Tallon began hallucinating. Strangely, in the final seconds before unconsciousness, he did not hallucinate rescue. He did not hallucinate warm and comforting thoughts. His final delusion was a terrifying one. A leviathan was rising from the water beside the iceberg, breaching the surface with an ominous hiss. Like some mythical sea monster, it came, sleek, black, and lethal, with water foaming around it. Tallon forced himself to blink his eyes. His vision cleared slightly. The beast was close, bumping up against the ice like a huge shark butting a small boat. Massive, it towered before him, its skin shimmering and wet. As the hazy image went black, all that was left were the sounds. Metal on metal. Teeth gnashing at the ice, coming closer, dragging bodies away. Rachel! Tallon felt himself being grabbed roughly, and then everything went blank.